Moving on, Saudi warplanes continue to pound different parts of Yemen, raising civilian casualties in the war-torn country. At least four women and a child have been killed in a Saudi airstrike which targeted a house in the southern city of Taiz. Saudi jets also bombed the northern province of Saada at least seven times, targeting an education office and a commercial center. The water distribution company in the northwestern Hajah province also came under fire. Meanwhile, reports suggest that the Saudi warplanes have used cluster bombs against the city of Harad in the same province. On May the 5th, Human Rights Watch said that photographs, video footage, and other evidence had surfaced since mid-April 2015, proving the Saudi use of cluster munitions. Nearly 4,400 people, mostly civilians, have been killed since Saudi Arabia launched airstrikes on Yemen in late March. Our correspondent Mohammad Al-Attab joins us now by satellite from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Mohammad, talk to us about the recent Saudi aggression. I believe it was just under the hour where the provinces of Saada and Lahij were also yet again targeted by the Saudi Air Force.
Yes, Geneva talks have just started, the Saudi Arabia has intensified its air bombardment of different Yemeni cities. As you mentioned, also the Razah, which is on the border with the Saudi Arabia, has been also bombarded. They have targeted a village there. At least five people have been killed and also nine others injured. And the number is expected to rise because of the fatalities that have been inflicted on those people there. They have used mostly in Saada cluster bombs and also banned weapons in Harad, and also in the border crossing of between Saudi Arabia and Yemen. So far, they have also targeted a residential area in Taiz in Al Jahmaliya. They have called the people there and the women among them. This is one of these scenarios which is continuing with no end in sight. Also, they have earlier targeted a market in Al Jouf, in Al Hazm, which is the capital of the Al Jouf, which has been already controlled by the Ansar Allah and the army, and they have also defeated the Al Qaeda militants and also supporters of the fugitive president, along with the Al Islah parties, militiamen. This victory in Al Jouf and Marib has also triggered the Saudi Arabia to further increase its air bombardment of different areas. But this time they are targeting, as usual, residential areas and gathering of people. So when they target a market, many people from all affiliations are there. It's a genocidal war, as it has been described by human rights activists. Also, when they earlier targeted a water tank where people are collecting water because of the fuel shortage, and also they can't pump out water to their houses. So far, these kinds of genocidal wars has been slammed by human rights activists. Also, by the different communities have get together today from different nationalities, and also in support of Yemeni people, and also to slam the continued war on Yemen. The holy month of Ramadan is approaching. We are on the advent of this holy month of Ramadan. As many human rights activists say, they are calling for an end to this brutal war on Yemeni and civilians. And so far, they have slammed the use of banned weapons. As earlier, the health ministry spokesperson said that the Ottan area was targeted by its nuclear weapon, because they have sent an expert there. They have detected radioactive materials there, and also the most of the houses there have been evacuated because of the risks of having this kind of cancerous diseases. So This is not a war against Ansarullah or the army. Many human rights activists say this is a genocidal war that hasn't happened in the world's history. They are calling for an end to it, even though that the Geneva talks have started. Yes, Yemenis don't hope. They don't give any. They are not optimistic about these kinds of Geneva talks because they are witnessing what is happening to Geneva talks for Syria, for Iraq, for Libya. So they say that this is just a plan for the people, as the killing is still continuing with against these people who hasn't done anything to its north neighbor.
Thank you very much, Mohammed Prestes. Mohammed Al-Attab speaking to us from San